Ebenezer, are you the spirit whose coming was foretold to me?
I am. I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past. Come, we have much to see.
Wait, you are a spirit and can go where you want, but I am liable to fall.
So long as you remain bathed in the light of my torch, you shall be able to go where I go. And like me, you will be but a phantom to the times and places we encounter. Come, take my hand, and we will be away. Do you remember this place?
I do, Spirit. Why, yes, it's Fezziwig's counting house. I was an apprentice here. And look, there's Fezziwig alive again.
Wait, this is Christmas. That means this is Fezziwig's annual Yule Bowl. Did many people attend this function?
Indeed, Spirit, every year. All came and all were welcome. And everyone adored Fezziwig for his generosity.
A small matter to make these silly folks so grateful.
Small?
He spent but a few pounds of your mortal money, 3 or 4 perhaps. Is that so much that he deserves this praise?
It's not that, Spirit. He had the power to render us happy or unhappy with a look. His power lied in words and things so slight and insignificant, but the happiness he gave us was quite as great as if it cost a fortune.
What is it?
I should like to say a few words to my clerk just now. That's all.
And that is you as a young man, Scrooge, is it not? Who is the young woman you dance with?
Belle.
Fezziwig's niece.
Yes.
This was your first encounter, but within the year you were engaged.
Yes.
But you did not marry her.
No.
Come, we shall visit another Christmas, some 3 years hence.
3 years, Spirit. No, oh no, Spirit, please no.